Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Andy.
Yeah.
It's not that the shoes were ugly. You understand. It's that you said you spent so much time doing that, and it just wasn't, they weren't good.
I don't think I never said that I spent a lot of time doing it. It was just a random aside. I had a terrible night of sleep. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning for no reason at all. Couldn't fall back asleep. Frustrated around 5 in the morning, I was like, I'm just going to scroll through Twitter. And I saw an ad for Nike. And I opened it up. And I just started kind of doing that thing when you go to like the Toyota website and you start customizing like a Corolla when you're age 16. You know what I mean, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
But what's a follow-up question for you? Was your goal in designing the shoes to have them kind of look like the ones that are on the sale rack?
I don't know why you're shitting on the shoe so much. Like, it was so annoying and frustrating to be excited about this, to show to everybody, to have Mike go, oh, that's cool, and Kevin go, oh, that's cool. Man, that's such a you shoe, Andy. And then it cuts to Nick, and Nick goes, and this isn't Nick playing a character. This isn't him joking anyway. He goes, And that's all I get from him. And then he kind of realizes, wow, I was kind of a dick there, and then doubles down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's where we are now, because before we went live on this show, Andy was telling me this story, trying to set it up, trying to explain it, because he knows that I can relate. I have also heard the from Nick before, and I know what it means. And Andy absolutely nailed it, because we were having this conversation. Nick walked away. He came back, heard the tail end of it. So, of course, he has to get right back in there and up the ante. And Andy, you nailed it. What did you say about what was going to happen next?
It's going to double down and get worse for me. It starts off as, oh, Andy, are you talking about those shoes? And then it turns into, are you talking about those disgusting monstrosities you created on the website? Like, that's what Nick does. When Nick is in doubt, he doubles down on something. So suddenly the movie he thought that was just like underwhelming suddenly becomes, oh, it's a fucking waste of time. It's a terrible movie. That's what Nick does.
Andy, I'm not going to do that on this week's podcast. Okay. I'll swear to you right now, there will not be any war of escalation with these just abominations of a footwear.
There it is.
Can we see these things? Like, is this like, you know what? Tim, I'll paint you a mental picture.
Oh, please.
Paint
do
you a mental picture. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. Here, I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the Baby Blues, the best Baby Blues in all of San Francisco, Mr. Tim Geddes. It's now, Christmas Nick, on the cusp of July. On, I know, it's the second best Baby Blues. I know.
No. You're about to like double down on this. And like you just told Andy you weren't going to double down on this particular podcast. I just want you to know that. I'm sorry. Keep going with your introductions.
It's Christmas in July and August on the cusp. It's Joey Noel.
Hello.
And the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat, Latino Heat, the worst shoes I've ever seen. Clicking heads, I'm ripping into sheds, the Globetrotten, headshot, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez. Bring him up, Andy. I'll tell people if I'm wrong. Obviously,
these hold on, no. Before we see him, Nick, I do want you to describe them.
Oh, let me paint you into the picture.
Everyone. Yeah, please.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes, everyone. You in the live chat, Cozy Bear, close your eyes. Jake, close your eyes. Cody, close your eyes. Imagine if you took a shoe and just dipped a little bit of it in pink and then took it over to the Nordstrom rack and just hid one of them there. And then just so that people could go up and go, do you have the other one of these? And the sales associate could go, no, we don't even have the second one of these. Not only have these shoes failed categorically in the design perspective, but you can't even wear them because we don't even have the left one. You got to hop around on your right shoe if you want to wear these abominations.
Why are you doing that, Happy Gilmore? Like, you have wasted everybody's time, and for that, I award you no points. Like, why are you suddenly doing that now?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to a therapist one day and figure that out. Well, Andy pulls that up, ladies and gentlemen. It's a housekeeping. Hey, talking about Andy, Andy's first 30 minutes for The Stray are up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. He uploaded super high quality. Looks so smooth, so silky, so sexy. Oh, and the video game looks pretty good, too. Pause for laughter.
Yeah.
Pause.
So kick back, grab some snacks, bundle up with your feline friends, and check it out. Oh, and if you're like Andy, bring your Zyrtec and Claritin, too.
I love
pause
that.
For laughter. There you go. Yeah. Shout out to our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamoth, David Huinzinga, Delaney Twinning, Gordon McGuire, Fargo Brady, Huba Stanky. You know, every week I go, every week I go, I've read these before. They're going to stick, and they never do. Gordon McGuire, Pargat Singh, and Al, the Predator Tribesman. A lot of you guys are watching live right now. We see you there. If you guys want to go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back us. You guys can watch this show live. You get it ad-free, and you get to hang out in our post show with us that we're going to do later today. We're also brought to you by Chime and MeUndies, but we'll talk about them a little bit later. Right after we look at Andy's, I mean, what I have to imagine is like when your kid does art for the first time and you go, it's so good. And then you turn to your significant other and be like, we got to try again. We got to have another kid. This is just throw it out with the bathwater.
No, here's the thing for Tim and Kevin. I have just started doubting this now. Like, I don't know if I like them anymore.
Oh,
now,
so he got to you.
I think he got to me, Joe.
But so Nick described it, right? Before we see him, I want you to describe it. Like, how would you describe the work that you did?
Well, okay. So one thing that he didn't appreciate about this shoe is that he knows that I usually go for the Air Maxes. These are more on the, I'm at the airport. I'm wearing some running shoes that are comfy. I got my joggers on. I got a hoodie on. It's 4:30 in the morning because I'm an idiot and booked a really early flight. They're kind of like, you know, just kind of running chill out shoes.
Casual, understated.
Yeah, Joe.
Easy
like going for comfort.
On.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That sort of vibe. You don't expect me to be wearing these out on a running track or something. I feel like they're supposed to kind of look a certain way for a certain while. But now he's just got me doubting everything. I don't know.
Now, I want to clarify. When I went, it wasn't the design of the shoe. It was the style of the shoe that got me. I was not expecting that because every time I've ever seen Andy wear a shoe, it's been a Hyper Air Max or whatever they're called. The ones with the ones kind of like I wear, but like way more colorful and designed and stuff like that. So when I saw this, I was like, it's subdued. And then Andy got insulted by it. And because I'm insecure, I had to jump on that because it was just incredible moment for a joke. I was like, well, this is going to be the podcast today. And then it spiraled outward from there.
It just could have easily turned. It could have – any normal person could have gone, oh, wow, I didn't expect it to be that style. I thought it would have been an Air Max.
I was dealing with a lot. We were figuring out that new game, Multiverses.
You couldn't figure out your stupid fucking settings. Yeah,
I couldn't figure out my settings. And also, let's just call it what it is, right? Mike agrees to everything. He never has a bad word to say about anyone. But can you really trust that person, Andy? When the chips are down and you got to submit this shoe to the National Shoe Institute for that award, do you really want Snowbike Mike on your side, or do you want the critical thinker, this guy right here?
Critical thinker. Is that really what we're going with right now? Is that really what we're going with?
I just snorted. I was laughing and just snorted. Critical thinker. Okay.
Oh, I see some people in the live chat asking where Nick is broadcasting from. I'm in an undisclosed location along with
Area
Kevin.
69.
We are calling Area 69. So if you have any questions about it, don't ask any questions because the government will come to your house. They will seize your property and they will take you away. To areas, to a different area, not 69.
You yeah, not 69.
Do not come here. Are you going to show these people your shoes, Andy?
I don't know if I
want to. I need to see these shoes.
Not show us the shoes now.
You're right, Joe. You're right. All right, let me bring them up.
Ooh, I like that, Kevin.
Because I'm kind of like rebuilding it. And I'm like, is that even how it? You know, like you ever have those dreams where you create a song in your dream, and then you're like, wait, is this how that song went that I created in my dream? Like I'm having that kind of moment right now. Is this? Actually,
is that a normal dream style?
Sometimes for me, yeah. For me, yeah.
I don't think I've ever dreamed Andy, about writing a song.
I have What's the up, same Kevin? I have the same dream thing you're talking about, but it's about writing an essay that's due Like, obviously, I haven't had that dream in a long time, but like, I know what you're talking about, where you're, like, you're writing the essay in your sleep and you wake up and you're like, is that how I want to write the essay? I mean, that seems like a good plan.
And is that even what happened in the dream? Anyway, here's the shoe. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, it's not pop. Oh, man, it's not popping up, unfortunately.
Is there? Okay, yeah, here we go. There it is. Oh, here we go. There it is. Oh, those are dope.
Uh-huh.
He's laughing.
Look at Tim.
I can't get two ooms. I can't get two ooms.
I think these are dope. I love this.
Aren't these super like Andy shoes?
Yeah, absolutely.
These are some Andy ass shoes.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, I'm not familiar with these. We didn't see the bottom the other time.
Yeah, see that. So that was my. I was like, oh, I've never seen something like this before. I don't know. It's a new thing, so I have to take it in for a second, but I was too busy fragging out in multiverses, and it was just too many things, right?
You weren't in multiverses. You were always last place.
Yeah. Because, what's it say on the side of them? Not the little print, but on the flip side of the street.
It's like the model, Tim. It's like Metronomicon or something.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Metcon.
It's like the model of the shoe, I think.
See, I'm not the biggest fan of that, but having said that, for you, I kind of am the biggest fan. These are some Andy Ash kicks.
Thank you.
They look kind of like a golf shoe, or like a shoe you would dance in, like a jazz shoe.
They look like soap shoes, like Sonic the Hedgehog would wear and grind.
I guess I really love,
like, I love the coloring of them.
I love blocks of color. I love like not even necessarily color. I just love. I've been saying this since forever, but I want fashion and cars to move forward in a way that feels evolutionary, Joe, where our cars have looked.
You're putting together a lot of words that I wouldn't normally put together.
It's
a lot of
stuff. It's just our cars and our clothing has always looked the same, but then when you look at these video games and these animes, like, the characters are wearing really cool. Like, here's a jacket, but like the shoulders are a darker color, and then like this. Like, Kevin, can you do me a favor? I can do it. Let me look it up. This is totally getting off topic, but I want to bring it up right now, or else I'll forget it. That's just the way my brain works. The new Hyundai car.
Oh, so cool!
The new Hyundai just came out with debuted a new vehicle that kind of looks like an old tech kind of throwback. It looks like what's it called?
It's a concept car, right? Or is it a real car?
I think it's like actually coming out, Kevin.
The 74?
This is a very visual podcast. Sorry, audio listeners.
Oh, Greg, I have it. Okay. Tim, brace yourself. Well, there's two, Andy. Well, there it is. You got it.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, but let me take over.
Yeah, go ahead, Big Dan.
Oh, dude, fuck everything.
Or that look, Knight Rider.
I told you to brace yourself, Tim.
Is this not the coolest fucking thing you've ever seen? It's such a retro futuristic throwback.
I thought there was no chance I would ever like a Hyundai car. And man, I was an asshole for thinking that.
I'm saying.
Is this thing electric?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, shit.
I think everything has to be electric now. You know what's funny is like it's so interesting that
Hydrogen powered.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's scary. That
wait, like water or what? Explode.
Like the bomb.
No, the gas. Like the bomb.
I think it's so funny that, well, actually, I'm just really, really happy that the electric revolution is upon us and that people, and here's why, not because of the environment or the politics behind it or how it's probably going to save the earth, even though people are climate deniers, whatever, yada, 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 Andy. It's simply because when things get popular, they hire good designers. And then the designers come in and start making cars that don't look like how we thought the future was going to look in the 90s, you know?
Yeah, 1,000%. And again, when I talk about these color blocks, can you bring it up one more time, Kevin? I love how the skirt is a different color.
Sorry, one second.
I love the black sort of block on the side. Like, that's what I want, Joe. I want us to have elements of that in design and it not feel weird or like tacky and odd.
I'm cool with the color blocking. I don't love, well, first off, I don't love the spoiler, and I don't like the...
You're going to say, first off, I don't love your shoes.
I did just get a Slack from Nick Scarpino that says, I'm glad you lied to Andy just now about those hideous monsters he designed. He's a delicate boy and can't take both of us being honest.
God, it's true. I mean, it's good. It's we like to keep a balance here for people watching live, people listening at home. You can't dunk on people too hard. You can't be too honest here at this podcast because it'll just ruin their day. It'll bum
them out. Do not sit here and be like, it's true. That's a good point to a point you made. Like, I just read a Slack, you slacked me, and you're like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. You can't have him repeat the thing you said and then compliment the thing.
Guys, there's no one I like agreeing with more than myself, okay? Kevin, what is this card that you brought up? This is incredible.
This is another concept card that they did. This is a
concept.
I don't
think I like this one as much.
Me either, Joe.
It's definitely a different vibe. Like, this is, like, it's a very, very old style, but
it looks like
I kind of dig it.
It looks like they just stuck new tech into an old car.
Yeah, and, like, I think that's cool. Like, look at that dashboard.
That's cool.
Yeah,
see, I think that's just every car in Japan.
It has
how every car in Japan looks like when I was there. The taxis, they were like that.
That's because they actually are the older cars. They're like from like the late 80s. They're all like old school Hondas and stuff like that. It's such a badass culture. But
now I'm just thinking about these shoes, man.
I mean, just Andy, I think you should get the shoes, and I think you should wear them out, and you'll see the reaction.
As someone who's worn shoes that have brought in the wrong kind of attention, specifically actually from you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to do it.
Wait, not what shoes does vultures. Andy hate of Kevin's?
I would just make fun of the red velvet shoes.
The ones that make him look like he's having a night out at a bordello.
I don't know why. They're my Christmas shoes. They're red velvet, all right?
Kevin has some edges. Kevin's got a lot of great touch, like things that he wears. And every once in a while, I'll see something and I'll go, I like that, but I'll wait. I'll wait because I want to see how other people react to it before I let anything on it.
Fucking coward. I just want you to be a goddamn fucking coward.
Such a bitch. Ladies, if you didn't. Yeah, you're going to walk around a view and be like, what do you think about Kevin's shoes?
I like to use the term, do we like them? Do we like them?
He does that, y'all. Like, you think this is just a bit for the show? No, man. What do we think
relatable? What do we think about this?
What do we think about this?
He did it when Tim started wearing chains, I feel like. Yeah. That was the message that was
going around. That was different. He wanted to make fun of Tim, but didn't know, if it was appropriate, because Tim was very excited about his chain.
But he did do the what do we think about this?
Absolutely. Because he was hoping one of us would talk shit to start it.
Everybody as a team, what do we collectively think about this? Yeah. Can I bring the average down far enough to where they are unfavorable?
I hate that I always have to be the person that tells people the way it is. Like, I is in this team, but there's got to be one.
I hate that you are the way you are. Okay.
You know what, Andy? I do too. That's sheer honesty right there. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around these mics, each bringing fun topics for your enjoyment. Today, Tim, I actually want to have a topic today because last week it would have been a great time. Great topic, but we decided to blow right past it. And I don't want to go past it yet because San Diego Comic-Con happened last weekend.
Yes.
And so many cool things came out of it. And I just want to talk about that. I just think I have massive fear of missing out because we didn't actually get to go. So we'll have to try and make it out next year. But man, I'll tell you what, that Marvel panel, I didn't even see what DC put out other than maybe one of the, they put out a trailer for Black Adam, right? Did he really?
The Rock came out in the full suit.
The Rock came out on a podium in front of a giant video wall to try to make it look like he was flying and lightning was behind him, and it was not good.
Oh,
like,
good.
It was one of those things where it's like, this should have been epic and really cool, and I'm sure if you were in the room from a certain angle, it was really impressive. But the way we see it, we see this dude, and it like there's like the safety thing attached to him, so it's just super freaking awkward. Andy, you had your hand raised.
I could just picture in the marketing meeting, The Rock showing this to Nick, and Nick going, are we sure we like that? Are we sure we like that?
You know what, Andy? The Rock didn't get to where he's at by having a bunch of yes men tell him that, yeah, get those shoes, Andy, whatever, and then laugh behind his back, okay? The Rock would love working with old Nick Scarpino because I tell him the way it is. I say, The Rock, we should sell more tequila. That's making us lots of money. Lots of money.
Yeah. Kev, I just sent you a video. Don't you don't need to play the audio for it, but I do want people to see the visuals that I'm referring to. Because again, you know me, you guys. I love hype. I love over the top bullshit. I love The Rock. I love Comic-Con. I love Hall H. Everything about this should work. But there was so much attention on the DC panel. So many rumors. So many circulating things about Henry Cavill's going to be there. They're going to announce a new Superman project, and it was like looking pretty good that they were going to do that. And instead, they just they ended with this. Kev, you could bring it up.
Yeah, it's just one of those tricky things that it's super hard to show on this kind of screen. There it is.
Yeah, so like he comes up and it's a kind of a cool entrance, right? But then it just like lasts a little too long with this fog, and he's just there doing his whole, oh, the hierarchy of the DC universe is about to change forever for the upteenth time. And you're like, okay, Rock. Cool, man.
Tim, you're crazy. That looks cool.
This looks incredible. Looks like I don't know what Tim's talking about.
It doesn't look as cool when he has the spotlight, though, and you can see.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, right, look at this. It lasts, like, it was cool for the entrance, and then he's just standing here on this weird little
podium.
They
need to, like, lower him down and be able to walk around.
What I need to hear is off the mic, like, kind of quietly, like, get me the fuck down. Come on. Like, I
need to. Now, Stanley.
No, what they needed is smaller platforms to come up in front of him as he walks down. That would have been sick.
Yeah.
Why did he stay there? They released the smoke for not enough time.
That's what I'm saying. They did lower him. And then he did this thing where, like, it was supposed to be a time thing where he puts his hands forward and the lightning's supposed to, like, go forward, and, like, he missed the cue a little bit. Like,
no.
It was just, like, not quite there. And I was like, oh, Rock. Kev, I sent you another picture there where you see his little safety harness. That I get it. I appreciate it. You need to be safe, but it just makes it all so doofy.
It's not cool.
Oh my god, it looks really dumb. Holy hell.
Yeah, right. So there's this like little stick behind him.
But it's also weird because looking at the safety belt, it's not tight on him. No. Right? So if he fell, he'd fall a solid 2 feet before that thing caught, and maybe 3 feet before that thing caught in his armpit. And the podium's only 4 feet tall. You know what I mean? Like, he'd still really hurt himself if that happened. I guess
I feel
it's
like
just
it should be higher on his waist in order to grab him in case anything happened.
No, it should have been incorporated into his
belt.
The suit. Yeah, that yellow one should just been connected to the bar behind him.
I'll tell you what I don't like about this image. And for audio listeners, sorry. But yeah, well, I'm going to be very descriptive and you'll understand.
Yeah, please do, Andy.
Maybe it's just the quality on Discord. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that it's just the quality of the camera that was taken. I don't know what it is. But the suit looks like when people get body paint and the body paint starts to dry.
With some gold fleck on it.
It looks flaky. It looks like it's kind of going to start peeling off. It's obviously very defined muscle-wise.
Yeah.
But it looks just like this. The quality of the suit looks like you can scratch it off. It's very bothersome to me, you know? I don't know. I didn't do a great job. Sorry about that.
If you scratch and sniffed this, what do you think it would smell like?
It's probably the sweat of a gym. It kind of looks like a bald dog. You ever seen dogs that start going bald?
Oh, my God. Yo, that's so fucking funny.
It kind of looks like there's tufts of hair on his belly. It's not good. I'm sure when you light the suit and you color correct it and all that jazz, it's going to look real cool because I'm sure they did a lot of tests with this stuff. This is probably the one he wore, at least one of the ones he wore in the movie, I imagine. And in the trailer, it doesn't look like that, but it looks pretty weird here. But it's also weird whenever anyone, like, why is this a thing now? Why are people coming out on Comic-Con panels in costume? Because What's-His-Butt came out in costume for the Marvel panel as well. And it was like, but I think that was kind of goofy and fun, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, people have been doing that forever, coming out of the panel. I mean, speaking of that, like, one of the most iconic ones was Andrew Garfield in the Spider-Man costume. And he came up and asked a question and took his mask off. And it was Andrew Garfield, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
And this weekend, our boy Jack Quaid did the same thing.
I saw him running around in the Scream costume.
Which is fucking so damn cool. Good for him living his best life.
I was going to say, that's what I want to get to, guys. I want to get to a Comic-Con and hang out with Jack Quaid and just run around and be like, people don't even know who we are, man. We're just huge celebrities and they can't even tell what our faces look like.
Both of us.
What would your costume be, Nick?
What would my costume be?
You have to cover your face.
If you're running around, you have to be undercover. You're
Joe, I know what he's going to say. Joe, okay. I know what he's going to say. Okay. One of the dudes from Point Break with the dead president's
mask. That's a great poll. Holy shit. We should do that for Halloween and actually rob a bank. Area 69 is not going to pay for itself. You know what's so weird? The first thing my brain went to, which would not cover me at all, Alan Grant from Jurassic Park. I don't know why.
Okay. Just the hat.
The khakis, you know? Well, no, not the mask. Just kind of just dressed like that, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, how could you tell me I never wear khakis like this?
I know people were like, that's not Nick. He couldn't possibly be stuck in khaki shorts. The thing is, Joe, it's a great question because you got to be careful what you walk around in. San Diego's warm this time of year and it gets humid. And so you got to be really careful. If you put a mask on, you're going to get stinky in there. It's going to get sweaty. You're going to start to get all your pores get clogged and all that jazz. So you got to pick something that's going to be arid. That's why I think Jack did a smart thing, right? Because that robe is very light, very arid. The wind gets in there, you know, lets the heat escape.
Pretty smart. You could sand over a vent.
Like Marilyn Monroe.
Little AC vent. Yeah, Joe. Mm-hmm.
What if I made you – what if we pulled the wool over people's eyes, Andy?
Okay.
And I made you an Andy Cortez mask, and you wore that out. And people saw you from our community and said, oh, what's up, Andy Cortez? You're like, yeah, I like him too. And you kept walking.
As long as it didn't look like the clay sculpture you made of me, yeah.
Yeah, I think you might get in slight trouble if you wore that mask out.
Yeah.
I might be considered something different.
Yeah. I did that on Halloween in like 2012, I want to say, at an IGN party. Where I went as myself. Well, I printed out a big picture of my own head, and then I wore it in front of my face. And I also brought a bunch of other Tim masks to give to other people. There were a lot of me's. There's an iconic picture of Mary Kish in a Zero Suit Samus outfit with my face, and it is horrifying.
Genius. But
yeah, that was
very genius.
One of the more Tim things I've done in my life, which is surprising. Surprising to say.
Going back to Comic-Con, what else did I miss from DC? Let's start.
Yeah,
there.
So that's the thing.
Everything. So if we could just run it back to the beginning, that would be great.
I wanted to have Joe on the show because she was out at a super fun looking wedding down in Mexico. Very jealous about that.
A lot of swim up bars, a lot of pina coladas.
I had an assumption that based on no evidence whatsoever, Tim, that this wedding that Joe is at was actually the second wedding for the her friend that got married. This wedding actually had gotten divorced from 2 weeks ago's wedding and then got remarried at this wedding. Because
there were some repeat names that were
listeners and viewers. You look at our calendar, Joey's been at 17 weddings in the past month. Like it is blessing with the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my third wedding in 5 weeks.
And the best part about it is, and he said this, or Joey said this, but like there were overlapping names, which did make it very confusing to look at the calendar and be like, Troy is marrying Jessica 1 week, and then he's marrying Kimberly the next. And you're like, damn it, Troy.
Good for Troy. Joey, I'm surprised you're supporting this behavior. But
that's why one had to be in Mexico. They couldn't get married in the same country.
Gotcha.
Different families. Yeah.
Yeah, so Joy was out, so she didn't get to take part in all of the Marvel festivities. She was having her own fun.
Joe, how was Mexico? Because, I feel like that's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah, it was the best. I've never done an all-inclusive resort before, and it's great because you just, don't have to walk around and pay for anything. Like, you just tip people, and that's it. But Yes. So we went to an all-inclusive resort. It was the Hyatt Ziva in Puerto Vallarta.
It was so humid
and I died, but it was really fun.
I've only ever heard those two words you said, Joe, when it's like somebody winning a trip on an MTV show.
Yeah. Or like The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's like all expenses paid. But what she's talking about is you pay one flat fee. And all you do is tip people. All your food, all your drinks, anything as long as you're on the resort.
All the restaurants are covered. All the bars on the property are covered.
Yeah. Wow. Not if you go outside of the hotel, obviously you have to pay and stuff. But if you're in there, the advantage is they're smart because they realize if everything's free there, You'll just continue to stay there. You won't go
like
anywhere
else. Like the battle pass kind of.
Exactly, yeah. Like the battle pass. Exactly. That's actually where they got the idea from.
And this is a self-sustained city, sort of?
Yeah, a city within a city, yeah. Yeah. It's called a hotel, like a resort. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. While we're on the subject of Joey doing fun things that I wasn't invited to.
What's up with that?
You guys did that amazing event down in L.A.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. Mike and you and Paris and Jan, everyone crushed it, by the way. Congratulations on that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's neither here nor there. So just take that compliment put it on the shelf. Okay. Because I did a movie night last night. It.
Those are rare from Nick.
Do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. Right. It's this comes straight from the devil. So it'll probably burn itself out and run down the street. Mm-hmm. Super proud of you guys. Couldn't be more proud. Andy and I guess our invites got lost in the middle or whatever.
Yeah. Weird.
But I do. We did a movie night last night with James and Elise, which you were also invited to. Did not show up, conveniently. Mm-hmm. And they told me how much fun they had partying with you. Okay. And this is the first time hearing about this.
Oh, yeah,
do you understand that?
I do. No, understand.
I expect if there's an LA event, you listen to me. My expectation is if there's an LA event happening and you're partying with the Willemses and they're meeting Snowbike Mike for the first time, I need to know about this. I need to be invited to this, and I need to, on my terms, say no, thank you. I don't want to go.
Oh, okay. I'll add it to my list.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. So they came to the As Dusk Falls events, supported because they're great friends like that. Then we lost Mike for about an hour, so it was
me,
Lauren, the two of them, Chris Anka, just standing in front of the theater, waiting for Mike, hoping he comes out, assuming that he was still there, He didn't answer his phone because, of course, it's Mike.
It's definitely a gamble, Joe. Like if that was the last we saw of Mike and he ended up moving to Peoria, like I'd be like, all right, yeah, it's not super surprising. Yeah.
We were assuming he was doing his like 17th costume change of the night because he also wore like 17 different outfits every time we saw him, something different.
Good for him.
And then we went to the hotel bar and just hung out, and it was great. And I'm sorry. I know how much you like hotel bars.
I love hotel bars.
Love a hotel bar.
So apologize fun. For not inviting you.
You know what? Apology accepted. I am nothing if not a benevolent host, and I appreciate that. It was a heartfelt apology. And you know what I appreciate about that apology, Joe? The honesty in it. Because unlike some other people on this podcast, I really respect my friends for being honest with me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors.
Are people still trying to make plans with you this summer as if you aren't booked and busy already? You're just going to have to tell them to try again in the fall. You've got pool days, pride parades, bachelor parties, and beach vacations waiting for you because when you're living your best life, the last thing you want to worry about is butt sweat. I'm Greg Miller and my butt never sweats because I wear MeUndies. You've heard it a million times. I like MeUndies so much. From my first pair, I bought a whole bunch more and threw away the rest of my underwear. They're the best. MeUndies has the lightest, most breathable fabrics to keep you cool and comfortable wherever you go. From undies to bralettes to socks to loungewear to swimwear, you can find something for all your plans. MeUndies also releases new prints all the time, like their limited edition Pride collection. Find your ultimate summer comfort in sizes extra small to 4XL. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off. For a limited time, if you sign up for their free-to-join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item. To get 15% off your first order, 25% off your first membership item, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is about more than just getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/kfgames. That's chime.com/kfgames. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancor Bank or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on your payer.
Joey, are you like socialed out though? Multiple weddings. You did the LA trip. Like that must be the most interaction with human beings you've actually had in a very long time.
It's a lot. And like I have friends coming into town this weekend, so it's not ending anytime soon.
No.
I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just powering through. Maybe next weekend I'll sleep, you know? Yes, Nick.
I'm sorry. Was it clear that was a dig at Andy?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we got
it. I'm fine if it wasn't a good dig. I just wanted to make sure.
You're nothing if not subtle. Yeah.
Perfect.
I also thought that you were going to be mad that we didn't invite you to House of Prime Rib last night. That's where I thought you were.
You know what? I'm compartmentalizing.
Let's talk about that real quick. Yeah.
And I'm compartmentalizing because I'm still processing that one, Joey, because I love House of Prime Rib. I'm super excited you were there. And that had the double sin, Tim, of we were watching Con Air last night, and we thought about doing a double feature, which was The Rock. And we said, if Joey comes or if Kevin comes, we'll watch The Rock. And they were both hanging out at the House of Prime Rib. They couldn't even be bothered to chime in on this thread on Discord.
Joey, had the House of Prime Rib before, or was this the first time for you?
This was the first time. I've heard about it for years because my mom used to talk about it when she lived in the city and how much she and my dad like going.
And where's this place? Like, this place is in Sacramento or where?
No, it's just SF. It's just here. It's like on Van Ness.
So you're telling me that this legendary place here in the city exists that Joey has heard only tales of. This is like Club 39, Pier 39. Mm-hmm. And
two different things. Club 33, Pier 39.
And this is something that Joey's like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually going to this place. Why have I never heard of this place?
So the deal with the House of Prime Rib.
Your room.
Yeah, you don't leave your room. So there's that. It's a San Francisco institution. But
because he doesn't have the right shoes.
I'm still fucking building these shoes. God damn it.
By the way, I want to point out this. I know we're going off on a lot of tangents here. Melissa Hagler in the chat said, Nick, don't judge Andy until you've walked a mile in his shoes. That got me.
That's never going to happen. Great. That is great. But the House of Prime Rib it's not exclusive. It's just difficult to get into because of reservations. So you need to reserve months in advance to be able to go there. Not that it's that fancy of a place. It's kind of just, it's good. It's consistent. It's just kind of a staple. And it's kind of like an event because there's a lot of pomp and circumstance to how they serve you the meat and stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's not so much about the like hoity-toityness. It's more just a fun experience. But some of my friends will legitimately in the week of like Thanksgiving week get reservations because you can only get a reservation of up to six people.
That's really smart.
So my friend Shari will book out three dinners Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the week of Thanksgiving every year for six people, not knowing what day her group of girls is going to be able to go. And then she'll give me and my friends one of the other days and then kind of like opens it up to other people whoever wants to
dibs.
Go.
I want to go.
You're gaming the system. Yeah. And they're aware of this.
I mean,
They're about to be.
Yeah.
So it's been a thing we've been doing for many, many years. But Kevin has been trying to go for a long time, and it's hard to figure it all out. But Paula got reservations for him to go and have his first ever experience. So I'm excited that you guys had this experience together. I'm going to need a little bit of a quick review from Joey and Kev here.
Yeah, like not only just a review. Pretend I woke up from a coma and I'm like, what's it like going to this restaurant?
What is prime rib?
Like, because it feels like the way Tim kind of explains it, it feels like a theme park almost.
No. It's not like that. But go.
I kind of felt like it was. Okay, cool. Go for it. Because here's the thing.
It's like an old school version of the place that we go in Austin, like the seafood place. But like, think of it if it was like from the 60s or 70s.
Yes, 70s.
I'd rather taste food.
It looks, the design of it is like the Matterhorn. Wow. It was good.
I'm
about to fucking click add to cart on these shoes. I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling good.
Fucking great, Andy.
I'm feeling good.
You're on fire today. Yeah,
thank you, brother.
I hope you accidentally get a slightly smaller size than you need.
9.5 stud.
Kevin, take it away.
I was just going to say, so Paula, for my birthday, she was like maybe like a month out, was trying to pick a spot to go to. And she knew that I wanted to go to this spot. So she went in there, tried to make a reservation, and then realized she could make a reservation 3 months out. And it wasn't like at a good time. It was Tuesday at 10 o'clock. But she was like, all right, why not? I'll book it. Yeah, 10 p.m. Yeah. So we've been sitting on this reservation for a while, and it's funny because me and Joey went to watch a movie, and then we went to this restaurant. We got there like an hour early, and Joey was like, there's no way they're going to be full at 9:35.
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell is happening then?
They were packed.
It's the street is silent, and you open the door and you just get hit with this wave of like
cool
noise and laughter. And I was just like, what is happening? It was excellent.
It's an institution. Every time I drive by that, because it's on Van Ness, which is like a major street in San Francisco, it's people are outside. Like, doesn't matter what time of night it is. They're just like outside having just gotten drunk or waiting to go in and get drunk and get some prime rib. Mm-hmm. But Andy, the decor of this place is like mid-70s Matterhorn ride at Disneyland. And it's just like before I knew what it was, I was like, that restaurant looks terrible, like arguably terrible. And then people started being like, no, dude, you got it all wrong. It's one of those like it's an institution.
It feels like somewhere where like mafia like bad guys from like the 80s go to eat.
Oh yeah.
And like it's also like there are, I believe, 5 things on the menu. And 3 of them are just the prime rib. Mm-hmm. You can choose the small, the medium, and the large. And then they have two options for fish: salmon and halibut. Yesterday, yeah, and that's it. All the sides are included, and then they have a phenomenal dessert menu, as me and Joey found out.
We'll get to the dessert here in a second, but this seems like the kind of place that can run out of food. Is that possible?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the way they handle it.
Just like based on its sort of availability, and it seems like kind of like the cheesecake place that used to be next to the old studio, where like they're out of cheesecake at 2 p.m. they're done. Yeah, like we're out for the day.
The line's over. Walk away.
Yeah.
That is such a San Francisco thing, by the way. There's these wonderful things that people really, really love that are only open 1 hour a month. And then they sell out the stuff immediately, like that Cheesecake Factory. Or there's the Swan Oyster Depot is another one where I'm like, I used to live in that neighborhood. I saw that place open like twice in like the 4 years I lived there. But people love it every time it's open, right? Lying around the block, bada bing, bada boom.
And so the menu that you're getting, you said there's like small, medium, large portion?
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Like, it's a very limited, people might read this the wrong way. The menu is very much like In-N-Out, where you don't get options. Like, you were getting prime rib, and you just kind of get to decide. It's kind of like the single, double, double, whatever. You're just
let me Google
how big you get it real quick. It comes with sides, and then there is actually off-menu secret items you can get as well.
Oh.
Which is really fun. Their cornbread is to die for.
Oh. Sounds good.
So this is the outside. I brought up the outside. This is from my stories.
Yeah, that's so good. Nick, look at how cheesy this place looks. I love it.
You asked about the cocktails.
Yeah, how are they?
Oh, wait, hold on. Ignore that. There they are. And we had apple teenies that were phenomenal.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 apple teenies.
Of course, you had great apple teenies here.
The dessert that we had.
God, that tiramisu looks incredible.
So for dessert, I always order tiramisu, and Joey saw the strawberry shortcake that came by. But on the menu, they had a pecan pie, and I was like, Joey, I really want to do the pecan pie. And Joey's response was like, I've never had pecan pie. And I'm like, fuck it. We're going to do all 3.
Hell yeah, Kevin.
Why not? Dude,
that pecan pie was the best pecan pie I've ever had.
It was
the
ice cream was so good. It was like really, truly one of the best dinners I've ever had at 10:30 on a Tuesday.
I'm so happy for you. Kev, can you bring up what I just sent you? It's just the Google image search, because I want to point some things out to Andy so he can kind of get vibe here.
I'm having trouble here because like, I don't know if I've ever had prime rib.
So
I don't
top
I
left
can't
picture.
Picture what I'm tasting, you know?
The top left picture is a good example of what a plate looks like at the House of Prime Rib. So that's the prime rib, right? You're getting this nice,
very fatty, very juicy.
This is the medium size.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the bone.
You get the mashed potatoes too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you get the mashed potatoes.
You get holy
cream
shit.
Spinach. And then you get corn as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is all fantastic. And then you can also ask, there's like amazing fluffy bread, but you can also ask for the cornbread, and it's super, super good. But the specialty thing is, Kev, if you can go back to the how they present the food to you.
They come by with this giant metal thing
and just open it up, and they cut it off right in front of
this little slice of rib.
Wow. Do they let it fall onto the plate? Do they? Because it feels like, you know, when you open, when you see on TikTok them doing like the melty cheese,
it's
and
too
how
much of a
like,
machine.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like they're cutting out maybe 60, no, maybe like it could be like 80 an hour. There's so many people ordering these things that they're just moving, you know.
They're moving.
Man, look at this guy that works here, Andy. This guy in the picture here. This guy's worked here for 70 years. He's got
born in there. He was born there.
He's born there in the back room, right where that lady's coming out back there. There's a little room where babies can be born.
Prime rib is not steak.
Yeah,
I think it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is a beef cut, but it's cooked differently.
That's, I think it's like slow cooked and like roasted, juice, like slow roasted, so it gets a lot of jus. Like a lot of that good juice.
So it's more of a preparation thing then.
I think
prime rib the same thing.
Tim, I have a lot of
ribeye steaks come from the same primal cut of beef. Mm-hmm. The difference in their flavors comes from the way they are cooked. Prime ribs are seared and then roasted slowly under low heat, making them tender, while ribeyes are grilled quickly over high heat, making them more charred.
Oh. You look at it, it's the same sort of like the prime rib always looks like how they used to draw steaks in cartoons.
Like the Flintstones.
Or maybe that's the ribeye. That's the ribeye because the ribeye has a bone in the middle that looks like an eye. Very similar. Either way, I like prime rib. I like ribeye also. I'm not going to throw either of those bad boys out of bed if they crawled in there to snuggle on a cold night. It's funny because every time I've ever tried to go to House of Prime Rib, we wind up at Harris's, which is the steakhouse that's one block over or two blocks over. It is inferior only, but I mean, it's a really good restaurant. It's just they have a lot of different types of steaks, a good cocktail. So I'm not actually going to say it's inferior. I'd say it's just a different type of steak place. But the House of Prime Rib is an experience. Harris is just a good steak restaurant.
Yeah. Now, I will say, Andy, to give you a little bit of a, it's not a visual, more of a tongue teaser.
A tongue
teaser.
This whole thing.
Yeah.
Palate teaser.
I would describe Prime Rib as the pumpkin pie of steaks, where
get it during Christmas.
You are almost less eating it as much as you're kind of just inhaling it and sucking it down. Like it is almost less solid than it is. It's not liquid, but it's also not really a solid.
Yeah, it's a gaseous. Okay. It's plasma. Plasma.
Plasma. Yeah. That
So it's a type of thing that, like, if you, well, I guess there's no bone attached, but like,
no, there is.
Because it kind of reminds me of brisket. Seeing the way it looks, it kind of looks like brisket.
It's similar. It's very similar in texture to brisket.
Yeah,
because brisket also is slow roasted, slow cooked. So you get when
it's
they
a
do
lot
that.
Softer
the,
than brisket, though.
Yeah, the benefit is just it sucks in all that moisture and juice, and it's very fatty as well. So I've you're not getting like it. It's not like a filet where it's like no fat on it whatsoever.
And Joey, what was the dessert again? Because Kevin mentioned tiramisu and what?
Yeah, so he got tiramisu. I got strawberry shortcake. And then we got the pecan pie just to get and eat, which ended up being the best thing between the three. Not that the other two were bad, but the pecan pie was like so incredibly good.
I'm really jealous of Tim's upcoming trip because
I want to go. How do we get on this? He's got six people.
I just want to be on a trip because I want it's not necessarily sure hanging out with you guys is cool and, you know, being somewhere else is neat. But I want the steak afterwards with the. With a fucking big old beer. I don't drink beer. But like, you know what I mean? Like, they're like fucking Moscow Mule. Like, that's the kind of thing I want at night. Just like this salty ass steak with fucking green beans or something. Seeing those mashed potatoes there got my mouth watering, dude. I love a good mashed potato.
We got to go. It's like that. It's, you want that experience we had was you, me, and Greg and Adam at that steakhouse up in Canada. Where it was just so good. Everything was so perfect and so good. And it was good company. I miss that.
One question for you. Because I ordered I don't know if you've ever ordered the large, the king size.
Oh, every time. Because you just take it home, baby.
Well, sure. That's what happened. But when I was done eating, the woman came up to me and she was like, do you want another slice?
Yeah. No, Andy, that is the X factor of the House of Prime Rib. They will come back and ask if you want more. And they treat it like it's this fun little surprise, but it's like they just
that or?
Nah, dude. They just fucking give you that shit.
Wait, the meat or the dessert?
Some sweet meat, baby. They give it to you, and they do the nod, wink, wink of like, you sure you don't want it? You could always get it to go. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I think I do.
Oh man,
it reminds me. I felt like a real adult right there because she was like, "Do you want more?" And I was like, for a minute, I was like, "Yeah," but I was like, "No." I've eaten enough meat. Please bring me the dessert menu so that I can order three items.
God, this sounds good. This makes me so hungry.
It just clicked to me that you're talking about Adam Boyes. I thought you were talking about Craig, formerly of Game Attack.
No,
I was
remember
so confused what trip we were talking about, because again, it's been about 4 years at this point.
Yeah, I can't remember what we were. I think we were up there for like the it wasn't Anime Expo, it was something like that.
One of the Toronto CX.
It was super. Yeah, it was so fun, and we just remember that one night it was just like, oh, we'll go out with Adam and grab a couple drinks and maybe a steak, and it just ended up being fun and just a good
drink, a
just
lot,
a good night. Yeah, I think we saw at one point, was it the same trip we went to Benihana with the Willemses?
Yeah, that was later on.
That might have been that same night. ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. You guys can be a Patreon supporter of this podcast, and that gives you certain perks, we like to say, in the trade. One of which is you get to write in and ask us silly questions or good questions or fun questions, and we will answer those from time to time, just like Grant Burton did. He says, what would you do as a contestant on America's Got Talent?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I hate that this question is coming up because my mother watches the show religiously.
Our show or America's Got Talent?
Not our show. Though okay, she, maybe in like 4 months she'll text me about this.
Why not?
And like just sends me clips of like the weird people do the weirdest shit on this show. There was this couple that met in like grief counseling and then decided to get like separately mourning their own partners and then fell in love and they got kicked out of grief counseling because apparently that's frowned upon. And it was just her dancing and the guy behind her just like watching. I'm like, this is weird. Why are you sending me these clips?
It's weird because that's exactly what I'd want me and Andy to do. Mm. Just Andy dances and I just sit behind him and watch.
Jesus Christ.
That's the talent. I hate it.
I have my talent.
What is it going to be, Andy?
I would have an unbiased third party. Maybe Nick.
Sure.
Honest, walk up to the judges, and I'm blindfolded.
Yeah.
With maybe five different, I guess not preparations of goldfish crackers, but like. Here's this bag. Here's the big crate. Here's the paper bag. Here, like, just all these different preparations and ways that you can buy goldfish. And then I taste test and guess where they came from.
We'd call you the goldfish sommelier.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you would be able to tell
Simon Cowell looking at you.
Like, Simon would give me this goldfish and I go, I'm blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crunching on it. That's the 3.5 ounce bag, plastic. And they go, wow. And he goes, wow. Oh my God. Wow. It's a megalodon. It turns into Jason Statham somehow.
Andy, I had that moment.
I feel like I can guess from which packaging each one of them comes from. Oh, this one tastes a little bit foily. That's going to be the big cardboard box, the gigantic tub, you know?
Now, do you think you could actually get the flavor of it down to if it was like extra cheddar blast or the whole wheat or
Nick, that's fucking preschool. Come on.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You're asking me to do, you know, addition and subtraction. It's super easy.
You're out there doing algebra.
Yeah. Whenever I see people doing soda taste test where they are identifying what they are, because that kind of went viral a couple months ago where I'm sure Joey saw it on TikTok.
Nick will see it in about 2 weeks.
It's a
No, Joey, I'm on TikTok. I'm on the TikTok.
He's on TikTok now, unfortunately.
I finally got my login. Everyone out there, feel free to follow me or whatever the hell you do on TikTok. It's at @Nick_Scarpino_. And the other day, people send me stuff now so I can see the full video. Congratulations, guys. They're all still bad. But I do watch – I have started becoming obsessed with my first thing on TikTok. And it's not something that hasn't been around before. I'm not going to act like, oh, Nick's so stupid. He's never seen this before. But for whatever reason, there's a subsection of TikTok, just like there is on YouTube, where it's a dermatological guy, like a dermatologist. And he's just critiquing other dermatologists' technique and picking giant things out of people's skin.
Yeah.
And I know, can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
That dude Welcome has the cleanest TikTok. Skin known to man.
So smooth. And you know why? Because he goes through his moisturizing and sunscreen regimen. And it's like he does it like every 2 hours if he's going to be out in the sun. SPF 80, just like boom. He's like, you got to cover that. And he says, when you do the thing, Tim, it's not just a little dollop. He says, if you want, it's got to be two finger lengths. of the sunscreen on your hands. Bah, 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 bah. And then he goes, and then apparently if you want to dig a gigantic blackhead the fucking circumference of a nickel out of your ear, you got to swirl it, Tim. That's the real thing. Swirl it or get back behind it and push it out.
Yeah. I saw the push it out one. He was really frustrated with that one.
He's like, just push it out.
He was really frustrated. By the end of the video, he was like, come on, man, push it out. And they finally, he was like, oh, thank God. It was
God, a good video. Man. It's funny because I was watching him the other day. I think I was at a show and my friend was up and I was going back and forth between laughing at my buddy who was on stage, watching this video intently, being like, when are they going to get this out? And also almost throwing up.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a little bit of it that, like, is so disgusting. It's kind of gross. Oh, oh. And then you chew it back in, chew it back in. Ugh. And then you get the job done, Tim. I'll send you some, Tim.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love that you're on? This is Nick's TikTok. Got it.
I like that that's the profile picture.
It's great.
That was because Greg made my TikTok for me when we were doing an Extra Life thing, and I was playing Edward White Claw Hands.
Mm.
Remember?
Stop me if I already told the story, because I feel like I might have on the podcast recently even, so please do. But I was hanging out with my OG friend group a couple weeks ago, and we were going around the table talking about what our TikTok algorithms look like and who had the horniest algorithm. Out of everybody.
Oh, God, and like, I'd be so embarrassed.
And how the horny side of it changes depending on who the people are. Because y'all,
oh, like horny can mean a lot of different things.
And yeah. I will say the things that I see compared to like my friends, it's just so funny where everyone thinks that they have exactly the same type of horniness being shown to them. Oh no, it's totally different. But my favorite thing that I've learned that is now Gia's absolute favorite thing in the fucking world is one of my best friends is gay. And I was really interested, what is his horny side of TikTok
looking like? Yeah, what's that look like? Yeah.
It is awesome. There's this dude named Thor. His fucking
Thor Bradley?
Name is Thorin, T-H-O-R-E-N. He goes by Thor. He's a lumberjack. He's the wood guy. All he fucking wood guy. Does takes a big old axe and he's just busting these logs. And the video he showed me, so proud. He was like, yeah, it's this shit, dude. He shows me it. He takes a fucking axe, splits this log down the middle and breaks, and he looks at another log and he goes, huh, don't need an axe for that one. Picks it up, grabs it, and just rips it in
Chris
half.
Evans it.
Absolutely. Chris Evans it. I'm like, this is awesome, man. So yeah, now Gia is utterly obsessed and her TikTok has changed dramatically. There is so much more wood involved than I ever would have imagined.
You know, when you come home from work,
incredibly attractive, like,
oh yeah,
and like tatted everywhere. He lives in the forest.
Joe, do
he's
you
a
love
10 out of 10 follow?
Do you love how there's always the I'm not here to, like, you know, appearance shame, but less attractive dudes in the woodworking industry that are like, that's the wrong way to cut the fucking log. Like, there's people that will duet his videos and be like, oh, come on,
use the wrong axe. It's
the videos that I love the most for that guy though are stitched by women where it's just like them on the side and he fucking splits the wood and the woman's like, oh God. It's so good. There's a lot of really funny videos out there.
Andy, do you think there's an eventuality where Tim comes home from work one day? Jesus Christ, that was a good swing. He comes home from work one day and Gia's just there with like just a little baby piece of starter wood for him.
That is so fucking funny.
Like a little balsa wood like I used to break when I was doing tempo.
You buy a starter kit like a Sharper Image or something.
I should TikTok and send it to her. Me busted over like a little tiny.
You should do that. You should be like, that's, you gotta start somewhere. Idea. You gotta please do that and send it to her. She'll laugh. She'll get a kick out of that. So, oh man.
Yeah, when it comes to the horny algorithm stuff. I want to talk about Instagram going down that path.
Well, Instagram,
and how a lot of people aren't happy with Instagram because their CEO guy kind of came out recently and was talking about how you got to change with the times and they are going more for what TikTok has been trying to do. But it's so frustrating because every other post that I swipe down on is somebody I don't know. And whenever I post something, 10 to 15% of my audience sees what I'm actually posting. And so it's like, what is the point of this fucking platform then? If nobody's seeing the stuff that I'm doing, and if I'm only seeing pictures from people I don't even follow, right? That's like, that's the big annoyance with it. Now, I will say, the efficient pipeline of hot girl only fan link really fucking efficient. Like, it is so efficient, and they got it down to a science, dude. And like, I aspire to be that one day, Nick. I aspire to be that one day.
We can get you on OnlyFans right now if you're not already.
You can be a hot OnlyFan girl.
I gotta believe. I don't mind that they're going the full way of video. It's just, for me, that's not what that platform was. One of the reasons I really just enjoyed Instagram was it's like, right now the trouble I have with it is that it gives me the same, and this is one of the reasons why I stayed away from TikTok for so long. It's like TikTok, I've accepted it because that's what this, it's the foundation of the platform. It gives me the same anxiety as when Netflix changed over to the fact that every time you blade over something, it immediately starts playing the trailer for that thing. And I fucking hate that because it makes me think I can't rest. I can't stop to think about what I'm doing. And it's done purposely for that reason, to keep you blading through things and to keep your activity in on the platform, like, constantly going. But one of the things I really liked about Instagram was, like, it used to just be a picture with a caption, and you could sit and you could, and you know, you could still consume it relatively quickly. But now I just feel like everything is 7 seconds, boom, you're in. It's like, what was that? Okay, go to the next thing, go to the next thing. And I get that's what people dig about TikTok, and I'm starting to feel that right now every time I see something nasty come out of someone's leg. But it makes me tired by the end of the day. What were you going
to
say, Andy?
The thing I'm more frustrated with, though, is I'm used to going to my Discover page on Instagram, and that's usually kind of how I'd get into that sort of TikTok algorithm style thing, where my Discover page is corgis, Samoyeds, super hot women, anime, Marvel stuff, Gundams, just stuff that I've always clicked on and looked at. And I'm scrolling down my feed, and there's a picture of Greg Miller. Okay, there he is. Next picture, super hot girl that I don't follow. And then I go to my Discover page. And she's there too. And it's like,
it's everything. I hate it.
Why are these now becoming, these are becoming merged. And then I scroll past the super hot girl, Joe. There's a Samoyed I don't follow. And it's like, there's a reason why I don't follow these people. Cause I don't mind seeing them on my Discover page. I don't mind looking at like just random shit on the Discover page. Cause that's when I'm kind of in that almost, it reminds me of like Tumblr back in the day, where you're just scrolling to scroll, and it's like, oh, there's this funny video of Mitch Hedberg that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're now the same thing, just in different forms, and it's really annoying.
It's interesting because, to me, I think I love my Instagram feed. The algorithm continues to just please me, give me things I want to buy, want to look at, want to engage with. It's just been awesome. And I think the reason is I never use the Discover page. I think the Discover page fucks up your algorithm because it starts showing you way too much shit. For me, I'm getting things suggested in my feed, but I would say at least 7 or 8 out of 10 times, I'm like, thank you for showing me this. I might not follow them, but like, I do think it does a good job of learning the things that if I end up following something they suggest, they give me more things like it. And it seems to be a nice little algorithm to make my Instagram feed fucking
For example,
you're not wrong, but like, to Andy's
point, for example, Achievement Hunter. Who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care about who these people are. Who are they?
That's weird.
You know?
That's weird.
Rooster Teeth. Jesus. You
Rooster
know?
Who? There's, yeah, Rooster. Okay. To Andy's point, like, I mean, I guess neither of you are wrong, obviously. I mean, they're whatever. But to Andy's point, I think it used to be a little bit more of like the choice was yours, and now you're right, Andy. I didn't even realize that was happening. But yeah, it's all my timelines are exactly the same now. Not only that, but like, because TikTok's so popular, all the videos are the exact same format now. So, like, going on TikTok, I was like, this doesn't feel any different than scrolling through Instagram, like, at all. The Discover on Instagram, where someone's seeing someone's page, except for the fact that it's just a lot faster, and it's the repetition's a lot more there. But, you know, I digress. I just go wherever Joey tells me to go, which, you know, it's just 3 weeks later. So, Joey, I'll see you in LA.
3 weeks later?
And then Puerto Puerto Vallarta, and then House of Prime Rib. ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, This was the Kind of Funny podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. If you're listening on podcast services, hey, rate us. Leave a little comment wherever you can. Help us with the algorithm if you can. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment down there. Share it with a friend. And make sure you're subscribed to our channel, youtube.com/kindoffunny. We love you very, very much. If you are a Patreon member and you're watching live, or you're just a Patreon member that's gotten this, stick around for our Patreon-only post show, which you should be a part of. If you're not, I'll give you 5 seconds to do it. Okay, cool. Bye.